Welcome to the Commons podcast number 6. I'm sitting here with Stephen Lee and Samuli Torsonen from StarWeek Movies and StarWeek Studios. And we're sitting here at the iCommons Summit 2007 in Dubrovnik. And yesterday they presented their movies and their projects. And now I'm sitting here with them, and I like to talk with them, of course, about what StarWeek is and what you guys are trying to do with movies and digital film on the internet. But before we start, maybe you guys can say something about your background. So, Samuli first.
Hello. Well, I've been doing movies since I was a kid, and I like it, and I have no intention of doing anything else. So StarWeek was kind of a movie school for me, and it was a long school, 7 years.
And I'm Steve Lee, and well, I live in Finland, I guess what people, but I don't have a very Finnish accent. I'm American. I live in Helsinki. I've lived there for now 8 years, and I've been basically helping software companies develop over the long period of time, and I came on board with the StarWeek guys about 6 months ago.
So you're a kind of IT manager or project manager?
I'm the CEO of the company and the new company that we've launched, StarWeek Studios.
And please, Samuli, can you say something about StarWeek, the movie, the first movie you guys did?
Well, actually, it's not the first movie, but the first one that got people's attention. We released the movie for free on the internet in 2005, and it got about 5 million downloads, so you can say that it's the most viewed Finnish film ever. And Finnish film, some guys in Finnish film industry hate that when we say that, because we kind of went over the rules and didn't follow the rules, and we didn't go through the traditional route.
So when you listen to representatives of the classic film industry and you talk about the internet, they always get, you know, panic in their eyes, and they have the attitude, so we need strong copyright and even stronger copyrights, because this is like the only source of compensation for the artists. And you guys decided to give away the work for free. So why did you do that?
Well, I think that the most important thing for a movie maker is that the more people see your movie, the better it is. And we got a huge amount of viewers, and after that we got television channels who wanted to buy the movie, and Universal Pictures wanted to distribute the movie. So it was a success for us, even financially.
I think that what's interesting about the movie, though, is that the guys created a community around the movie, and that's why it got so many downloads. And while it was being made, they did something special. I mean, the thing is that Samuli and these guys, they said to the community right from the start that they were going to give the film away for free, and that was kind of unheard of.
And although you can download the movie for free on the net, you as well produce DVDs. So how come that the people buy a DVD, although they can have it for free?
Yes, usually people think that if you can get the movie for free, then there's no reason to buy it on DVD. But the answer isn't so simple, because, well, usually people don't know how to use BitTorrent or similar programs, and watching movie from computer screen, well, isn't the best viewing experience. So, and of course the DVD has superior image quality, and the most important thing is that people want to support us. They want to see our next movie, and it's really nice.
So what is StarWeek about?
Well, StarWeek, it's the first science fiction movie ever in Finland, and it has lots of special effects, and basically it tells a story about one captain who is in the past, stuck in the past from a future fleet, and he wants to be the emperor of the whole world and the whole galaxy, and starts a war with dimensional parallel universe. So it's kind of Star Trek meets Babylon 5 thing, a parody.
So if I may ask, when you produced the movie, you paid everything by yourself, and then only years later you got, you know, a payment or a compensation for your work?
Yes, basically the movie was funded by myself. It cost about 15,000 euros, and it's a really small amount of money when you think that we did the movie for 7 years.
So who's we, and how did you guys maintain yourself when you did it?
Well, the core team consists of six guys. We are friends. Actually, we became friends when we made the movie, and they were just friends. We asked, "Hey, would you like to play the role of Sherry Pie?" Well, okay. And we didn't ask if anyone had done any previous movie work, or if the guy, well, if he got stuck with us and came along every time to filming. Well, it was a kind of accident that we found the right people.
You also found major distributors in order to distribute the DVD, Universal, right? So in which countries are they? Is it distributed now? And so how did this huge firm approach you?
Well, first we distributed the movie, the original version, from our internet store worldwide. And it sold pretty well. And later...
How many copies?
About 8,000, which is pretty well for a Finnish movie, which is aimed at very strict group of people. And they, later on, Universal... Well, they just called us from Universal Finland that, hey, we want to talk with you, that this movie has some potential for a larger audience. And we made a deal that consists Scandinavia, so Finland, Sweden, Norway, Denmark.
Earlier on you said that you have a great community which is supporting you. So what is the secret, and or how can you build a community around such a project?
Well, we didn't plan to build a community. The people just came along because they had seen previous Star Trek movies, and they eagerly wanted to see the next one. So in 1998, I said that I'm making a new movie, and then the DVD was actually pretty new thing, the DVD format, and it was very expensive to do DVDs, but either then we were planning to make a DVD release, and of course people just wanted to see the new movie, and they knew that the movie was going to be a free movie, so they wanted to take part.
And now you're having a new project which is called Iron Sky. So what is that about?
You got to ask him about that one.
Okay, so for Samuli.
Yeah, Iron Sky is the next feature-length movie from our production company, which was formed after Star Trek was released. So we wanted to make a new original story. We didn't want to make a sequel. I don't want to play Emperor Perk again. Maybe later fans are really wanting a sequel, but now it's not the time for that.
You as well also are like the main star in the movies.
I had to play the role because nobody else could play and keep the same haircut for 7 years and sacrifice himself. So I had to do it, and well, I played the same role in the previous movie. Of course, I wanted to be the captain in that one. That was the first movie where we had camera and actors. And well, the next movie, yeah, it's Iron Sky, and it's being written by award-winning writer Johanna Sinisalo, which is well-known writer all around the world, actually. Her books are translated in more than 30 languages. So, and she has this very black sense of humor, like we do, and the story is about, well, the tagline goes like this, that in 1945, the Nazis went to moon, and in 2018, they are coming back. There are actually some conspiracy theories about this, and some people believe actually that they managed to do that. The Nazis were developing this anti-gravity technology, and there's some proof about that, and actually some photos. And so this might be even a documentary.
Okay, so we look forward to that, the Nazis on the moon. Do you guys have any advice for young filmmakers who are trying or who are experimenting with the internet? So how should they use this medium in order to make their work and to distribute their works?
Well, first of all, I want to say that people shouldn't be afraid of the internet. That it doesn't matter if that you still can make money and glory even if you give it away for free. That's number one. And well, what do you say, Steve?
Well, I guess it is really important that I mean, what we're trying to do actually also in StarX Studios is to get people to make a community around their film. Having that community is such a great replacement for having a lot of money. And there's a lot of people with tons of talent, and they do day jobs. You know, a guy might be a plumber during the day, but then in the evening he's doing CGI graphics, and it's there's an amazing group of people out there that can be used, and they would be the most excited about doing something. And so I think that harnessing that excitement is the most important part, and letting those people have something that they can put their name on.
So enthusiasm and excitement is very important, but how, or like, what is the plan of how to make a living?
Well, I think it's the same. The idea behind StarX Studios is to help people create quality film, and quality film is always valuable. So you know, not everything's going to be high quality, not everything's necessarily going to be something that people want to pay for, but from all those masses of opportunity which aren't being harnessed right now, there is opportunity, and that's what we hope to do. We also want to help people fund their films and help them find the resources, not just money, but all the resources necessary to actually get the film made, because there are so many projects that just, you know, sit on a shelf and for no reason. And so an alternative method is necessary in order to make that happen. The Creative Commons side of things is that it makes people understand that it's okay to pass your film around and view it for free. They don't feel like they're a bunch of pirates. And that's really the premise behind using Creative Commons, and actually we're not going to force people to use it within our own system, but we're going to encourage them to do the same things the same way StarX did, because we think there's a lot more StarX that are out there.
I've seen that you put short films onto Reva, and Reva is a video hoster, and they have the model that their business model is based on Creative Commons, and they attach commercials after the short films, and when people click into it, then money flows at Reva, splits it, half goes to Reva and half goes to the contributor, to the filmmaker. So what are your experiences with Reva? Is that working?
Yeah, we wanted to test that. We have lots of movies there. The previous Star Trek movies are there, available from our website, and they are reverb-based. And, well, the experience is that, well, there's some money coming, but it's like 600 euros in half year. So it's a nice thing, but the time invested in that, putting the movies online, and well, it's not worth it. But it's still funny to make some observations how the things are going forward.
So maybe it's all about experimenting and see what's happening, because no one knows yet where the whole business is going.
Well, there are so many ways to distribute your film, and so when I come from the business side of things, this business is about production, and but there's tons of ways, and I think Somily and everybody are looking for what the best ways that give everybody the best experience. And we've been talking to a lot of people here who have a lot of really cool ways of doing things, like this Democracy Project and other ones that are just so amazing video quality for what's provided. So I think that it's important to try out all the different opportunities, and whatever's best for your community, whatever fills their need is the thing that ends up getting chosen. I think in Star Trek Studios, we hope to enable at the click of a button you to be able to put your film on whatever type of system that you want to distribute on. But then we're more about licensing and helping people to get their content into the film and giving people credit for what goes on.
Yesterday I was at your website, StarTrekStudios.com, and I just wanted to check out what that is, but you cannot check it out. You first have to leave your email address and your name. And I always try to keep a kind of data diet, and then I just did not do it.
Uh-huh. Well, it's just teaser site. There's the information that we use is just we're going to send that out, and people who want to participate in our beta, we're going to utilize those people who are interested in participating in the beta, because we don't have a full site and full service up and running until the fall.
So what is the web address of the Star Trek movie? How can you obtain it, and where can you download it?
If you click on the bottom of the page, How It All Began, you can see all the trailers and get right into the Star Trek site. It's also www.starrec.com.
So thank you very much, Stephen and Samuli, and I look forward to the Nazis on the moon.